There's a little bit of sports news this morning, but there's also a cracker of a memory. Joining us is Darren Frehill. Morning to you, Darren.
Good morning, Rachel. There is indeed. Let's start with the news. It's big news. More accusations aimed at FIFA. Fresh claims. Officials were paid bribes to vote for Russia and Qatar as World Cup hosts. The details of the allegations emerged last night from the US Department of Justice. Chief sports reporter for The Times is Martin Ziegler.
You might think you've heard this before, but this is the first time it has been stated in a US Justice Department indictment. What it says is that Jack Warner was paid $5 million through various shell companies to vote for Russia, and that three South Americans, unknown sums of money, to vote for Qatar for the 2022 World Cup. Billions and billions of pounds has been spent getting Qatar prepared for this World Cup. There will be massive legal implications and a legal fight if they try to do anything to strip the tournament from the Qataris. So I think FIFA will probably take what they think would be a pragmatic approach and think this was all done under a previous regime. Things have changed now, and it's perhaps too late to change what took place then.
Now, one other piece of football news. Liverpool have decided to reverse their decision to place some non-playing staff on the government's furlough scheme. They had been heavily criticised for their original decision. Now it's time for our daily trip down memory lane and our sporting moments series. The 1956 All-Ireland hurling final between Wexford and Cork, considered to be one of the finest games of hurling ever seen. Wexford came out on top, but it was a member of the losing team that was carried off the field shoulder high at the end. Donal O'Grady, RTÉ analyst, former Cork manager, has been reflecting on this incredible moment.
Remember the time when a great star did shine, whose likes we had not seen before.
Gets it to goal for Cork, and it's scored by Christy Ring.
From there, Ring has it now on his stick. He sends it across the goal line, right out of the goal, and it's a goal for Cork.
Now it comes into Christy Ring, and Christy tussling with Billy Record, and Jim English comes in, robs both again, sends it way up.
Cork followers looking for that touch of magic from the maestro. Christy Ring has gone in full forward now.
Sends it across in the centre, Christy Ring, 21 yards out. He takes his chance, and it's a goal! It's a goal!
Christy Ring.
Anytime I was practicing hurling and striking the ball against the wall, I always pretended to be Christy Ring, accompanied by Micheál O'Hare's commentary. I was bursting through and scoring as he had done.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. Welcome wherever you may be. Welcome to join us here in Croke Park, Dublin, on this All-Ireland hurling final day.
Wexford dominated the first half of the 56 final and were going very, very well. No, Cork fought back. And they went ahead briefly in the second half to lead by a point. But Wexford hit back.
And it's a goal! It's a goal!
You could condense the game into the last few minutes. Ring, in a trademark run as he burst onto a breaking ball, struck a great shot for the corner. And Art Foley made a great save with about 3 minutes left. If Cork had scored, it would have put them a point in front.
Kerry Kelly up another Christy Ring. Ring in front of the goal is going through. He steadies himself. He takes the shot. It's blocked by Art Foley. And it's cleared out by Art Foley.
Minutes later, Foley made another good stop and struck the ball down the field. And it was transferred into Nicky Record. And he buried it.
Out comes Nicky Record, 21 yards out. He takes the shot. He's had the goal.
Ring's chance of winning a ninth All-Ireland medal had gone.
And the referee has blown his whistle, called for the ball. And the All-Ireland champions of 1956, are Wexford. Yes, Wexford have won the title, and, well, Croke Park has gone stark staring mad.
That game was reckoned to be one of the best ever, but sometimes it's overshadowed by what happened after the game, when Art Foley, Bobby Rackard and Nick O'Donnell shouldered Ring across the field. Ring was acknowledged as one of the greatest players ever, and maybe the Wexford players recognised that. This was his ninth All-Ireland medal chance, and Wexford had beaten them, and they just wanted to show appreciation for the man who had graced the field of play for over 20 years at that stage almost. My father would have known him well. They would have met on occasions, and they hurled together with Cork. When they met, I would always hang back as a young lad. I was really in awe of Ring. To me, I realised then what it was like to be in the presence of a guy.
And remember the great Christy Ring.
In the presence of a God, that's saying something, isn't it? More memories tomorrow. Back to you, Brian.